This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Children of the Incarcerated. I looked at the book, Advice to Ninth Graders, and shook my head. I was going to have a pass on this one. It was way outside my lane. It was about advice to ninth graders from older teens who were looking back to their bridge from middle school to high school. The advice was in the form of stories, art, and poetry. I don't think so, was the only thought in my head. For a second, before tossing the book on the floor near my table and writing the book's PR man, I was curious why no author or editor was listed on the cover or title page. Instead, there was a paragraph about a Portland, Oregon nonprofit called Pathfinder Network. I hit the website and found that almost all of their book was with the children and families of people impacted by the justice system and incarceration. And that was more interesting to me. Mi Compañera has gone to several events organized by the former Orleans Parish Sheriff, Marlon Gussman, and his staff that brought incarcerated women together with their children in a dinner and program. She'd been tremendously moved by the experience. So I wrote the pitchman and said, here's the deal. I'm not really interested in the book, but I'd like to talk to someone from Pathfinder and hear what's going on. On Wade's World, I talked to Amy Friedman, who is the unacknowledged editor of the book, as she has been annually for some years. Friedman shared an interesting backstory as well. She'd been the co-founder of the POPS Club, which stands for Pain of the Prison System, in Venice, California, the beach town with breeze from the Pacific in Los Angeles. She'd been married to a prisoner, so she and her child lived through these situations and were not observers. The clubs were school-based in and around Los Angeles, and chapters largely spread by word of mouth. There's an annual meeting in Albuquerque with a bunch of groups around the country who do similar work. She met and bonded with the head of the Pathfinder Network, where PATH, P-A-T-H, stands for Paving a Trail of Hope. Boy, am I a sucker for great acronyms. Anyway, one thing led to another, and they merged the two organizations in their clubs over the last year. The clubs offer food, which is a magnet for teens, and anyone is welcome, so there's no stigma about your family or parents, but it allows them to sort out their feelings, find support, and process their situation. Friedman told a story about two young women who were best friends, came to the meetings together, and one of the chapters for a full year. In the no-pressure, no-shame environment, they thrived. In the last meeting of the year, the friend who had been there to support the other surprised everyone, including her best friend, by finally saying she also had a parent in prison. The book is a collection of advice in different forms that older teens are handing down to ninth graders because that was a prompt that resonated with so many of them from their own experience in the transition to high school from their own, given their own situation. I can't recommend the book because I didn't read it. But from the stories Friedman shared, I can say that these organizations and their work are worth a hard look because they're filling an important need. The book might be worth a read for the young people in similar situations, and these groups are worth supporting for people who understand the pain for the families and children of the incarcerated who serve their own kind of time, innocent but often presumed guilty by association. This is Wade Brathke. For comments and questions, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.